Proclamation number 7532 of 26th of February, 1960. God's endless love. And you shall experience my love and grace forever, for I will not let you fall, even if eternities pass until you voluntarily return to me. But as long as my love and grace pursue you, I will always be ready for your salvation. I will always provide you with gifts of grace without measure, and it will only ever be up to you yourselves whether you accept my love and grace so that they can take effect on you. For even if you are still apostate to me, even if you consciously keep your distance from me, you are helpless, weakened beings which my adversary still has under his control and which cannot free themselves from him by their own strength. But first they must freely give their will to me, only then can I provide them with strength, and in order for them to carry out this direction of will I repeatedly turn my love and grace towards them. I pursue them with my love and will also one day achieve that they consciously turn towards me and now also accept my love and grace. And then they will be saved for time and eternity. But the freedom of will determines the duration of their turning away from me. The freedom of will must be preserved, and this alone also evaluates my love and grace. And thus the being can cover the path of return to me in a very short time as soon as it turns its will towards me again. But since it cannot be forced to do so, it can also take eternities until it takes the path of return to me. And therefore my love constantly endeavors to influence the being's will as soon as it walks across earth as a human being. I shower it with graces which can motivate the human being to seek contact with me and thus also consciously turn his will towards me. But it can also be unsuccessful because my adversary tries to influence the will in the same way and often gains more influence. Yet my love and patience is infinite. I do not cease to woo the being's love, and I use such means which are all suitable to change the will and therefore a means of grace of great value. For all of you are my children, and a father's love does not diminish, it will care for and strive for the child until it has found beatitude, which it can only find in union with the Eternal Father. And even if I don't reach my aim in one redemption period, my love will nevertheless not give up on you. Only it will have to use such means again which you humans don't want to acknowledge as God's love. I have to let you go through the works of creation again with the same final aim that one day you, as a human being, will be able to decide for or against me again. But even then my love is at work, and a renewed earthly progress is also a grace for the fallen being. For it irrevocably brings the being upwards, it gives it the opportunity again to ascend from the abyss and to one day reach the stage as a human being again. And once again my love and grace will take effect as soon as the being as a human being offers no resistance, and once I will also reach the aim, the being will join me again in love and now be eternally and inexpressibly blissful. Amen.